Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, all of my bedroom playmates. This is Mika Ray, and you are listening to the G Spot with Mika Ray. I also have Shonda Ray on the line. Are you there, Shonda?
Hey, Mika, you look beautiful tonight.
Well, thank you very much.
It caught you off guard, didn't it?
Just a tad of a bit, I tell you. Thank you. Well, as you know, we are being nice and light. I want us to play some Christmas music, have us a good little time, and we can talk about whatever you all want. If you have a topic out there you want to talk about, feel free to press 1. I will bring you on. If you have questions, any type of concerns, press 1. Otherwise, we're just going to keep it easy tonight and play some nice little music. So, Shonda, how was your holiday?
My holiday was, of course, wonderful. I couldn't ask for any more. And I'm glad it's over, and let's move on to Christmas.
Yeah, move on to Christmas. Seems like that's your favorite time of the year, I hear.
Oh, yeah, I love Christmas. You cannot beat it. I love the lights and it's just such a fun time.
Yes, 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 it really is. Well, I am just so thankful that we have the holidays and we have a chance that we all get together and we share and we fellowship. The thing is, though, we have to learn how to, I guess, as a community, as a nation, learn how to show this type of love and this appreciation for it of all of the people around us, even when it's not the holiday. And that is what this show is about. It's just making sure we talk about those good feelings. We have so much negativity that's out there in the media right now. So I want you to share and talk to us about what are your favorite holiday traditions. If you have any, share those things. Share some good holiday memories. We want to make this an uplifting show. So I'm going to start off with one of my favorite Christmas songs by Mariah Carey, and it's Oh Santa. And by the way, you're going to hear a lot of Mariah Carey tonight because she has all of my favorite Christmas songs, but I'm going to try not to inundate you with it. So the first one is Santa by Mariah Carey. So we'll play this, and we will be back.
Christmas Eve, but it's so
Oh, that's my favorite song. I was up here dancing. Shonda, did you dance a little bit?
No, I didn't. I'm so sorry.
Now, for me, Christmas became my favorite time of the year only because I saw the excitement in my mom. Each year, she took so much pleasure in making sure we were happy on Christmas. She bought us gifts with her limited income. She made sure we had gifts. And one of the things she always bought us were board games. Though aside from everything else, but she made sure to buy us whatever the latest board games were for the year, and I was so excited because she loves board games. Board games and cards. So that's when I fell in love with Christmas. Just to see the excitement on my mother's face. She loved decorating the tree, and then we would ride around so we could see all the lights, and I just miss those days every now and again. So I have a caller, and looks like the last four digits are 7786.
Aggressive child. And then
Hello.
I'm like, "Hey, you gotta cook."
Okay.
Well,
So you
hello.
my
Hello.
hand.
Well, we're just gonna put them back on mute because maybe they didn't realize that they were listening. That they were being put on the air. I will try them again in a moment. So, Shonda, tell me some of your favorite memories of Christmas.
I think one of my favorite memories is that we would go to Mass on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas morning, my mother would, or my great grandmother would make breakfast. So the breakfast would be something like fried chicken and grits and biscuits and things like that. So we'd have breakfast together on Christmas morning, but then of course the kids had to go to sleep because we wait for Santa Claus. So that's one of the favorite memories and traditions, something that we would do every year as a family, which would be to go to Mass and then eat breakfast the next morning.
So what is math like? Because I know I'm not, and that's more of the Catholic faith, right?
Yeah, it's very serene. If you didn't know any better, going from a Protestant church to a Catholic church, you may think Jesus himself was going to show up at the service because it's kind of a mystical kind of. It's not really solemn. It's just I don't know. It's just kind of hard to describe. It's very, very silent, very organized. And it's a really nice service. It's just not going to give you the screaming and shouting that is in the more traditional churches, Protestant churches.
Okay. Well,
Yeah, but
I
people don't
wonder.
really pray to statues and stuff like that. I think that's what people think, that Catholic people drink wine in church and walk around and pray to statues and the priests aren't really good people and they molest the kids. That's not really true. I think that
Well,
probably
it does
happens, but
have.
I haven't known it to happen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
Well,
not something that I knew of.
I'm glad you haven't noticed.
Yeah. No, I
Important
haven't.
that a lot of people do celebrate Christmas differently, and we rarely focus on like Hanukkah and what are some of the other ones out there? Shonda?
Yeah, everybody has their own little tradition, whether they celebrate it. It seems to be still a festive time of the year. I have a friend that's Jehovah Witness, so of course they don't celebrate holidays at all. But funny enough, on Thanksgiving she won't have dinner, but the day after Thanksgiving she'll have dinner and have the same kind of food that we traditionally, as Christians, have on Thanksgiving, but she calls it something else because she doesn't want to feel like she's subscribing to Thanksgiving, which I think is kind of strange because you're still celebrating, you know? But I guess it's important that you don't call it Thanksgiving. So
and
at the same time at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. She does the same thing for Christmas. She doesn't put up a tree or anything, but the day after Christmas, her family will have a family gathering and they'll exchange gifts, but they don't call it, they don't call them Christmas presents. They're just
mm-hmm.
they're just gifts that you give people in December.
Hmm. Well, that's an interesting way of of viewing it, but like you say, maybe everyone has their own thing, and I do want to talk about what are some traditions that you have when we come back. So the next song that I'm going to play is Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt. I love me some Eartha Kitt, and I look at her, I do, I watch her videos, and sometimes, you know, I try to emulate Miss Eartha Kitt. She is so mysterious to me, but she seemed to be, just what she displayed in her videos and some of the things that she talked about, she seemed to be such a confident, sexy woman who
mm-hmm.
really was very self-assured and seemed like she had it together in some ways. And of course, you know, no one is perfect, but I love Miss Eartha Kitt. So I'm going to play her song next.
Okay.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Okay, so we are back, and I was jamming to that song too. Shonda, have you seen the video to that song?
No, Mika, I haven't. I haven't. I sure haven't. But I was just sitting here thinking, you know, Santa Baby. I should look that up with the videos.
You should look it up. It is a very cute little video. And just, I just think that Eartha Kitt was so, like,
crazy.
Far ahead of her. She was not crazy. Why you call that lady crazy?
She was a little bit touched. I'm not saying she's crazy. Maybe she's crazy. But Eartha was just a little bit, you know, she was different. She was very different.
She's very, very different, but she seems to be very, she took care of herself well, in my opinion, and I don't have anything bad to say about her.
I don't either. I think she was a wonderful, wonderful woman. Yes,
Well... So I wanted us to talk about some of our favorite traditions, and one of my favorite traditions for Christmas time, growing up, and, well, you know, I do this as an adult too, but every Christmas Eve we were allowed to open one gift, and we surely looked forward to it each Christmas Eve. My mama would cook us a little dinner, and then maybe about 9 o'clock at night, she will let us open up one gift, and that really helped us, like, take off the anxiety or wake it up the next day to open our gift, because we can at least play with that until we fall asleep. And I would try to go to bed at maybe, well, as soon as I open the gift and we could play with it a little bit, then I'll go to bed so I can hurry up, wake up at like 6 o'clock in the morning and go and open up all my gifts.
Mm-hmm.
What type of traditions did you have growing up?
Well, my tradition, our tradition was that you could not open the gifts that you got on Christmas. And so, and we take real offense to anybody wanting to open the gift. And we prefer the gifts to open on Christmas Day. So you'll have to wait all night and suffer through the night and find out what you get the next morning.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there was anything wrong with that, Shonda. And even if you bought me a gift, at least, I mean, not more than, not just a gift, but a few gifts, I'm going to open one of them the night before.
No, I don't think that's a good idea, because, see, you are dishonoring my tradition by opening the gift.
But then you're dishonoring my tradition if I can't open the gift.
Okay, well, maybe we should take a poll then. What's the compromise? Let's hear the compromise.
How can we compromise?
Well, if you don't get a gift, you won't have anything to open now, will you?
So that's
that was funny.
No gift at all. Lord have mercy. Let's see if the person. Oh, it's not that funny. Let's see if the person who called in earlier is ready to speak. So I'm just going to say it now. It's 7786. That's the last 4 digits of your number. And if anybody else wants to share a tradition or anything else that they enjoy doing during the holidays, press 1 and I will bring you on. So 7786, let's see if you're ready this time. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, is this 7786?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
so great. Oh, honey. I just recognized your voice, girl.
Why have Tia and on the
end of us? Tell Tia that he is on live radio and we are not going to banter back and forth in this in front of this audience, okay? Please let him know.
Hi, Shonda.
Hello.
So, Tanisha, do you want to share any of your family holiday, family holiday tradition and why Christmas is your favorite holiday?
Do we want to mention anything about our Christmas traditions or like holidays, anything? No, we were actually trying to think of a question to ask.
Oh, Lord, did you find one to ask?
Just ask the question,
deserve it. Oh, Lord. Yeah, be quiet. Go ahead, Tanisha. Okay. Take your time, sweetie.
See, you would say that. I told her that you're her friend, and that's what would happen. You're going to be on her side. I know I can't ask nothing biased because you're not going to be biased because you're going to be on her side.
Well, what is the question? Because it's other people. Now, what's the question?
Oh, I'm going to say something.
What's the question?
I don't even know now. You just made me thought, all type of thoughts. So
is it okay, like if you're in a committed relationship, is it okay for your ex to still be in the picture?
Oh, Shonda, that's an interesting question. Tia, you have something else to say?
Yeah, I'm going to add to that. And they call your phone and hang up. And don't say anything when the boyfriend answers the phone. But when you call back, they have so much to say.
Oh, okay. So. So the scenario is the ex-boyfriend or girlfriend is in the.
Boyfriend.
The ex-boyfriend is in the picture still. So that's the scenario, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So the ex-boyfriend is calling on the phone. He calls sometimes. And when he calls, what happens? He hangs up? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. He hangs up.
Okay, he hangs up on who? Is it because the person who owns the telephone answers, or is it because somebody else answers?
It's because somebody else answers.
Okay. Now, let me just ask you this first before I give you my answer. Why are you answering? Is this your phone, too? Is it a home phone, cell phone?
It's both, the home phone and the cell phone.
Okay, so let's just take, for instance, the cell phone. So you answer her cell phone?
Because she tells me to.
Okay.
So you know what? That's good, because if she's telling you to answer her phone, I think that's a really good thing because that's telling you that she has nothing to hide. But she really doesn't care who's calling. She's giving you the phone and giving you permission, so that says a lot in my opinion. What do you think, Mika?
I think that definitely shows that she is not hiding anything, that she has nothing to do with this person calling her phone. I think that it shows that. However, I also think that she needs to tell this individual not to call. And just keep in mind that even if she tells this individual not to call anymore to respect her current relationship, that doesn't mean that individual is going to stop.
Oh, I never had a problem with it. I've never been the jealous type. It was just a question for y'all to answer for us, that's all. But I do understand that. It happens a lot. That phone rings, hello. Something smart be said, and who you want to speak to, why does it matter? And they hang up. I'm like, okay, that's cool too. Then it be private number. Then they call a cell phone. I answer the phone, and they hang up. So I say, you know this number? No, I don't. Call it back. And then she calls it back. Oh, it's the ex-boyfriend, and now they got so much to say.
Oh. So basically, this person is just trying to cause some trouble, acting jealous.
Correct.
Oh, I don't. I'm no. I don't worry about that. I'm not jealous, so I don't care about that.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying the person.
Follow up question.
Yes. What's your follow up question?
Do you feel it's a trust issue if the if both parties in the relationship check each other's phone?
Oh Lord.
Well, let me just say like this.
Oh, that's not us, by the way.
Well, let me just say. Thanks for the clarification. Well, let me say this right here. I don't think that it is necessary for partners to check each other's phones, their emails, their anything else, their computers, their laptops, whatever. I don't think it's necessary. And the reason why I say I don't think it's, Tia, I can't talk over you. The reason why I don't think it's necessary is because every partner in a relationship deserves a level of privacy. And that is something that was a hard lesson for me to learn. I've been there. Well, I've checked phones and I've checked emails and I've checked just about anything. And I do think it is a level of insecurity there that person is displaying because they are suspicious. They're thinking this person is doing something. So they're going to go by any means necessary to find out what it is that person is doing. So they're going to check the phone and they're not trusting their partner's word. And I feel like if you cannot trust your partner's word, if you cannot trust your partner to be honest with you, then you don't have a solid relationship. And you may not need to be together, or you may need to evaluate your communication with that partner and if this is somebody you really want to be with in the first place. Shonda, you had any thoughts on that?
I feel the same way. I think that you should have boundaries in any relationship, friendships, lovers, family, whatever. And I think it's okay to have something that's personal and near and dear to you or private. I think it's if you can't hand your partner the phone and say, look up something for me without putting in the code yourself, you know what I mean? It seems kind of like you don't even want to tell them the code for a second. I think that's kind of a red flag, but I don't think there's any reason to answer the other person's phone unless someone is calling you on that number. I don't think you have to do that to show the person that you love them or trust them. I think there are other things, better ways to spend your time showing each other that you love each other than obsessing about a phone or an email or a Facebook page.
I agree. I think that's true. You shouldn't have to, basically, you shouldn't have to say, you know, I'm going to give you the password, and I'm going to give you this, give you that, so you can look it up yourself, all this kind of stuff. Yeah, I don't feel like you should have to do all of that because, again, I think that's playing into the other person's insecurity. And while I do think that your partner has a responsibility to help you feel secure, but they don't take all the responsibility. They don't have to take all that responsibility. It's a 50-50 thing. You have a responsibility to have the internal security, and then they have a responsibility to help you feel secure as well by not being deceiving or distrustful, doing distrustful things.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to call in and speak on this topic and those questions. I think those were wonderful questions, especially for a show like this, especially at a time of the year like this, because we have a lot of people who are going through breakups or maybe starting new relationships during this time. So those questions and those answers, I'm sure, can help somebody out there who is listening. So we're going to go to another song, And Tanisha and Tiana, I hope you both have a great night. Stay on and continue to listen.
All right. Thank you. Alrighty. Love you guys.
Love you too. All righty. Okay, so the song we're going to next, now this is a really old song, but it's so sweet. It is Johnny Mercer, Baby It's Cold Outside. I have to play it, Shonda. I just have to play it. You know this is one of my favorites. I was looking for some suggestions, so if y'all have suggestions, post them in the invite, and I will play them before the show ends. But we are ending at 10:30 tonight. So give me 1 second. I'm playing Johnny Mercer, Baby It's Cold Outside.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please. Don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I
the neighbors
pour.
Might say.
Maybe it's bad out there.
Hey, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your
how
eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if
sir.
I move?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Ah,
baby,
but
it's
cold
outside.
I simply must
but
go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is no.
Baby, it's cold.
This welcome is
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
ooh,
vicious.
Ooh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me a
it's
comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
grand.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in
if you caught pneumonia and
I really
died,
can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt.
But it's cold outside.
Hi, I love, love, love that song. I dance to that song every day. Christmas year. So every year I download my Christmas list, my Christmas music list, and I play it all throughout the day every holiday season. And that song always makes my Christmas list. I simply adore it. So I'm definitely not lying, telling the truth. And I will play it all day, every day. I play my Christmas list all day, every day. It just evokes such good, positive feelings, and it makes me so, so happy. So that's what I like to do. So, Shonda, I want to talk about your favorite. What has been your favorite Christmas gift of all time?
Oh, wow. That kind of caught me off guard. Can I have a moment to think about it? My favorite Christmas gift?
Yes. Or it doesn't have to be your favorite, you know. It could just be any favorite Christmas gift.
Yeah.
But yes, you could think about it. You want to think about it while I play a song?
Yeah, let me think about it.
Because I have to think of mine, too. So, so right now we're talking about our favorite Christmas gifts. So if you have a favorite Christmas gift, a favorite tradition, holiday tradition, or you want to talk about why this holiday is so special to you, definitely chime in. Also, if you have any questions, relationship, life, whatever question that I can answer for you, I am here for you. Keep in mind that this is the G-Spot with Mika Ray on www.blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. So if you subscribe to that, you can hear all of our shows. Our shows are on Monday night with me, 9:30. I've been doing 9:30 lately, but I'm going back to 10. But normally it's 10 to 11 or 10 to 11:30. And the second Monday of the month, I do Intimate Realness with Renair, and that is more for our LGBT crowd, but we focus on couples and relationships and dating, anything to help uplift and encourage loving relationships, healthy, long-lasting relationships in our LGBT community. Next week, we are discussing, I think, introducing your partner to your family. And we all know that can be very hard, especially if you're not out of the closet, or even if you are out of the closet and maybe not everyone in your family know, or if you've been through a recent breakup and your family is not, you know, maybe your family is still stuck on the old love, but you're ready to move on with the new love. So we're going to talk about that next week. And then on the last two Mondays of this month, I will be doing some replays of some of the favorite shows that have been on with the G-Spot with Mika Ray, just because I'm going to celebrate the holiday season. Keep in mind, every Saturday we do Brunch in the Basement with Javon from 11 to 1, and she always has on a musical guest. And I think this week is going to be a replay. And then on Sunday, we have Sunday Evening Shouts with Javon. So, also, you guys, I just want y'all to know that we also advertise on the show, and the prices are very affordable, things like a play, music, any type of event. Just please send an email to, I think it's ads4wjbr@gmail.com. And Javon and I will take a look, and we will contact you and give you the prices and let you know more about that. So, Shonda, do you have your gift, or you want me to go to the song?
I think I what stands out in my mind was a bike that I got once, and I really, really wanted it. And my mother had taken me prior to getting it, just kind of looking at bikes at different shops and things. And so I picked that one that I liked, but I thought it was really, really too expensive and I wasn't going to be able to get it. So when I got up that morning, that my brother and I got up and I saw that bike, and it was blue and it had white handlebars. I'll never forget it. And I remember taking a picture of it in my onesie pajamas. So that's my... That's my favorite. That's my most memorable Christmas gift that I can think of.
I think that is very lovely. I think for me, one of my favorite was my mom bought me a record player when I was little. And she bought me a record player. Can you hear me? Oh, okay, yeah. So she bought me a little record player. And I love that record player because I love music, and I've been listening to music for so long. I can't sing a lick, but, you know, I love to sing. So when she brought that, I would play all my little music on it, and then I danced. I was dancing since I was maybe like 4. So all the latest songs that came out, I had it on my little record player. And let me just tell you what happened to my record player. My little brother went in there and he broke the needle on my record player. I can almost cry to this day. And that's only because whenever my mom gave me anything growing up, I was overly appreciative because I know the circumstances that we faced. So my mom worked hard for every single thing she gave us. So I was very, very, very protective of all of my gifts, of anything that I ever had, because I didn't want anything to happen to them, because I know, I knew at that time, even as a little girl, that this was a hard-earned gift. This came from hard-earned money that my mom, she worked hard for. So I always took care of every single thing she gave me. So when he broke that record player, I don't think I forgave that boy for like 5 years. I really don't.
It hurt my heart to the core, okay? So yes, it really, really did. And my other favorite gift she bought me, she would buy me all the time, every year, a dollhouse. And each year, the dollhouse got fancier and bigger. And so I think I was about 9 this year, and she bought me this beautiful Barbie doll house. It had an elevator. It had a pool. It was like a penthouse. It was the cutest. And I think I kept that thing and still played with it till I was like 13 years old. But I loved that dollhouse. And she... my mama cried when she gave me that one because her and my grandma put it together, and she cried. Yeah, it was so beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. So I'm going to play Boys to Men, Let It Snow, one of the other faves for Christmas. One moment.
Let it snow.
that's kind of like kind of old, ain't it? You know,
it's nothing plays like a record player. You know, you have to put it on that record. You dust it, blow it off real quick. You put it on there. You put that little needle on there. There's nothing like it. BJ, did you want to share your favorite gift? What was your favorite gift that you've ever received at Christmas?
Let me think about that. I think my favorite gift was that My Buddy Dog.
I remember that one.
I'm saying that she brought you your own record player, Miko.
Was it? Oh, that's probably why I didn't remember. It was overshadowed by the needle being broken on the record player. Maybe that's what. But, Mama, I know you're in the background listening. Do you remember when you bought me that doll that posed in the sun with the camera?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that was, I forgot, Shonda, that was the start of my modeling career right there. That little doll would pose, and it would let me snap a picture of it. It would pose into a different pose, and you snap another picture. Oh! And you remember that doll was stolen when we moved.
Courtney thought it was hers.
Well, Courtney did think it was hers.
She thought it was hers.
Mother, I remember that. But she thought it was hers. But remember when we moved to the next house and we were moving our boxes, somebody stole my doll from down the street. It was so horrible. I was so hurt, and I wanted me another doll, and I never got another one.
Her name was Susie Snapshot.
Susie? Oh, yes, little Miss Pretty Susie Snapshot. Alrighty. Well, Mother,
I'd just like to appeal to everybody that's listening. If you're listening, we're going to try to get Mika a record player and the doll. What's the name of it, Mika?
Because
we can find it on eBay. What's the name of it?
Susie Snapshot.
Susie You gotta get a Susie Snapshot. If you're out there and you know where we can get a Susie Snapshot doll
and a record player
with a needle, and she'll need a few records.
Anything by Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah, those. I really want anything by Michael.
That's the black Michael, right?
Oh, I want to say one more thing before we get off the phone. Mom, BJ, you do remember, too, that she would always make sure we had either skate, rollerblade, or bike.
Yes, she did. She made sure of that.
We would go ride our rollerblades down the street, because we grew up in the country, y'all, so we can go down the street. We just would rollerblade in the middle of the street.
Yeah.
In that long, remember that long street? We'll go rollerblading around the street. So I miss that.
That long road.
Oh, Brandon, we're going to have to go to the skating rink when I come back.
Yeah,
so we can go rollerblading.
Yeah, we can do it for Katira's birthday.
No, we did it for her birthday. That was her 10th birthday, I think.
When was Rose skate meet? What was her? Talk to me.
Well, when I come back. You can still skate?
I think I still can skate. I think so. I don't know.
I hope he doesn't fall. Well, we're going to see about that when I come back, okay?
All right,
y'all. So we're getting close to the end of the show, so I'm going to play us one song before we go. Do y'all have any other words to say, Mother and Brother, before I go
song? Well, I love you, Mika. I want you to have a good night.
Oh, gosh. I love you, too. I love you, too, Mother. All right, so I'm going to play All I Want for Christmas. You know I have to end with Mariah Carey, Shonda. Do you have anything else to say before we end?
No, not at all. Have a happy holiday.
Yes, everyone, I hope you all have a great holiday, but not before you join me on Monday next week on Intimate Realness with Mika Ray and Renair at 10 o'clock. After that, we can say have a great holiday. I look forward to talking with you all next week, and I just appreciate this show tonight. It brought a lot of memories for me, and actually this year I got a good gift. Me and my father, we had great conversation, and we haven't had great conversation in a few years. And as you can see on Facebook, the pictures are there to show it. So that was a great gift for me. And so we're going to end with All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful night. And I just appreciate your support and your love throughout this year. Javon and I started this journey in February with Brunch in the Basement. And I was so grateful for her to bring me on. And then I started the G-Spot with Mika Ray in August. So it has been a wonderful year. And we're just going to keep trudging along and bringing you topics and things that can evoke thought and conversation. So I appreciate you all for your support. I cannot thank you enough. And Sean, thank you as well. And I hope everyone have a great night. So we're going to play All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey.